A new book by commentator Matt Miller argues that with a small increase in the federal budget, America can solve several major national problems. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Miller.
The book is called The 2% Solution, Fixing America's Problems in Ways Liberals and Conservatives Can Love. Author Matt Miller makes a controversial call for raising taxes, putting more tax pressure on corporations as well, and forcing politicians to change the nation's budget priorities. For 2 cents on every dollar spent by the federal government, Miller writes, all of America's children can have good teachers, everyone can have health insurance, and every full-time worker can be paid a decent wage.
$220 billion sounds like a ton of money, but when you realize that it's just 2 cents on the national dollar, most people realize that that's actually just a small shift in our resources and priorities. And the kicker to it is, if we did this 2 cents on the dollar and shifted it to things like the uninsured, the working poor, better teachers for poor kids, etc., we would still have a government that was smaller than it was when Ronald Reagan was president. And that's even after having done the kind of epic defense increases and funding of a Medicare prescription drug benefit that President George Bush has called for. So my point is that when we can have more economic growth and more social justice at the same time with a package that would leave us with a government at or smaller than the size of government Ronald Reagan presided over, what's stopping us?
So your point is this wouldn't cost the American taxpayer another cent.
It would cost the American taxpayer something. About half of my 2 cents would be done through spending reallocations, but about half of it would be done through tax increases. For example, I phase in a new gas tax, and my case is that that's a sensible piece of funding these unmet social needs, as well as addressing our environmental, energy, and national security concerns.
Ed Gillespie, who's now head of the Republican National Committee, says in your book, well, gee, you're talking about adding 2% to what we already spend. What's your response?
What I'm really talking about is shifting 2 cents or 2% from where it currently goes to these kind of uses. So, for example, I propose cutting certain kinds of spending. I propose shifting some subsidies for corporations and for health care. So even if you added 2% all through spending increases, then we're still left with a government that's smaller as the size of the economy by far than all the European and other advanced countries.
Well, let's talk about schools for a second then. You are an advocate of vouchers. Is that right?
The problem with the voucher to debate today, even if you have systemic reforms, even if you have massive efforts to recruit better teachers, which is the key ingredient for poor students, you still need some way to shake up these incredibly calcified urban school bureaucracies. At the same time, the Republicans who typically talk about vouchers end up offering a total charade of a plan, which would be $1,000 per pupil, say, to 1% of a school district's children. What I say is give the left higher per pupil spending, give the right something like a universal voucher in a city.
Much of Miller's book defies political reality in his embrace of government as the cure-all for major social problems. In the second part of his book, he also attacks the press for not challenging the existing political culture. According to Miller, the media needs to determine the critical problems in the country and then force politicians to address them. One of his ideas is to have the media run a feature called Still True Today.
What I was suggesting to the editors of the Washington Post and the New York Times, and I brought it to them because page one of those two newspapers are arguably the most powerful and important bulletin boards in our political culture. The idea I came up with was what I call Still True Today, which would be really just a little ticker tape, a couple lines at the bottom of page one, that would remind readers every day, even in the context of seeing most of the front page being devoted to the day's news, but it would remind readers of the facts about important issues that continue to matter. If I owned the Washington Post or the New York Times, I know what I would do. Monday might be Health Day, and I would have in the Still True Today ticker tape along the bottom, 40 million Americans uninsured. America spends 14% of the economy on health care versus 9% for every other advanced nation, but those other nations cover everyone. Tuesday might be Education Day. I think if something like that were adopted, it would percolate through our political culture and change the climate of discussion almost overnight.
Matthew Miller is the author of The 2% Solution, Fixing America's Problems in Ways Liberals and Conservatives Can Love. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.